Letter from Luke Winky to the Honorable John Sinatra Jr. Case number 122-CR-00035. Document 142. Added to the case file on July 29, 2024. Frank Pasafium's voicemail box is full now. I'm going to assume it's because his and Fonda Kubiak's rumored 716 feds, private firm rumored to be coming to Ellicottville, is seeing a lot of demand. The Wenkville reunion, held outside Portville since 1954 with hundreds of people in attendance as NY State's largest family reunion since the 1980s, looks forwards to having Frank and Fonda's 716 FEDS firms help becoming post office-sponsored public lands. My father is also excited. I was not allowed to file a grievance at this jail about enemy inmate leaving and potentially passing through Cattaraugus County as he said he would. This is not our problem, I was told. Officer Martin thought it was funny to walk past my room that night and refuse to shut off the room's light. Enemy inmate passing through Cattaraugus County was not their problem, but getting him Suboxone clearly was their problem. I shouldn't then be singled out for filing a grievance over that concern by having Officer Martin refuse to shut my light off at night. John DeJesus was a corrections officer aged 46 who raped a female inmate. He just left this place to start his 10 years on probation. Corrections officers these days, let me tell you. I even met Joe Chajnaki at Allenwood, a former corrections officer who went CHOMO. Carl Palladino wrote a letter to Joe's judge for him, and Joe told me he's been with both Carl and my first cousin twice removed at that haunted Hinsdale house out on McMahon RD. Of Hinsdale, as have I digital footprint evidence out there of Carl and cousin and name, and Katie and myself being familiar with each other for years. So yeah, back to Orleans County Jail. All the inmates seem to somehow know I send letters right to this court. Who told the entire inmate population here I do that? Hopefully someone here isn't opening my mail and putting it in a new letter to the court to turn private statements of mine to other people I know out there into official statements to court. I know that I just sent a nice picture to Frank and Fonda illustrating our need to prevent interplanetary threats from even becoming an 18 USCS criminal code conviction. Hopefully Officer Martin doesn't reshuffle my mail and send all of my things to this court right here after he walks by my room at night refusing to shut off the light. All kinds of highly classified information I am sending out to Frank and Fonda, only meant for their attorney-client privilege, 716 feds, impending private firm eyes. Ashbury sympathizes with inmates across from me who complain about there being a lack of one tablet per inmate. The phone app on the tablet doesn't even work. Boy golly gee whiz, I am just a wee lil 32-year-old Polak, but it sure sounds like things are much worse than the Iranian hostage crisis out there these days. Evangelicals went from Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan back in those days. Once you put the woke left of the 21st century into jail after they went Antifa on everything, they start snitching on each other and taking a 180 from their former woke left ways by calling each other F-words and N-words if they don't want Donald Trump back. Kekistan meme war veterans are just domestic hostages these days. What's Steve Pigeon, the former Erie County Democratic chairman, doing these days? He became one of the Epsteins. Monkey see monkey do. A former Libertarian County chairman out there took John McAfee a little bit too seriously, I heard. We need to make my cousin name's digital footprint documented friend Carl Palladino, the U.S. ambassador to Brazil when Donald Trump comes back. Instead of logging the rainforest, Brazil could be applying its very low minimum wage to making child-sized sex robots for Steve Pigeon. I miss my Grandma Giardini. She was the justice of the peace for the town of Carrollton, NY, who then became a Cuomo nursing home victim. We need to replace Memorial Day with Judges' Day in honor of Italian-American judges like her. I'm sure judges these days are sick of convicting former military veterans and police officers because I know there's been a lot. No Korean or Vietnam War veteran became a White House occupant. Now I'm thinking about that 71-year-old Vietnam War veteran who got 10 years for being at the Capitol riot last I remember reading. Is Luke Wenk's handwriting an option on Microsoft Word yet? Katie works from home on her laptop for Victim One. Maybe Microsoft Word is paying her under the table to do computer programming work. Luke Winky.